Hey, hey.
It's not a cloud in the sky, yet I'm here for Thursday Thunder. I'm Bradley Schraubiner. It must be Thursday. In this picture here, can you find what I am going to point out? All the green, all the trees, all the leaves, yet there is one thing that we're going to highlight. And how do you find that one thing? And if you know what to look for, then there it is. But if you don't, then how are you going to find it? I wrote a post that has earned me over $24,000. One post. It probably took me an hour. Although it took me quite some months to think about the research to write the post. But over time, over the years, it's earned me $24,000. Now, one reason I'm mentioning this is because I'm currently working with some advisors, some sort of strategists about my content, my writing career, my public speaking. And whereas I can be way up here as far as like the philosophical and the big ideas, you know, sometimes like, Bradley, we got to tone it down. We got to get down to nuts and bolts. What can you do? How can you help someone? What are some steps that'll really get them to that next step? So money talks, money works. I earned $24,000 from writing a post. Gee, Bradley, how'd you do that? I'll tell you. I wrote a post. It kind of went viral in a money-earning kind of way. Not that it was so popular, but it was popular enough for the people who were buying, who wanted what I was explaining, and I offered a discount, and then they paid for the thing. Here, you know what? I will explain you the technical, really boring article, and you can see for yourself how that fits in and how that works with your world. Now, see, I already said it was boring. I already said it was technical. Two things I'm not thrilled about. I mean, I am technical, but it doesn't excite me. I don't like talking about technical stuff. It's kind of boring. I said boring again. So I wrote a post. This is quite a while back, and it was about like how to set up your SMTP server. You still with me? SMTP server to make sure your secure socket layer, your SSL email, would connect. So basically, it's a total pain, right? Things before like Gmail, it was harder to get your email through your provider to come in, you know, to your phone and your computer, and not like the computer takes it all and your phone sees no mail, stuff like that. I mean, if you'd have no idea what I'm talking about, lucky you never had to deal with this. But if you've had email trouble in the past, and remember, I used to be techie in a different life, and now I am, but I hide it. So this was the email. And I was explaining how to do this, how to set it up on your phone and your computer, whatever, so your email would properly come in and it would all work. Yay. And I used a product called Google, I think it's called Google Suite now, where you're basically using Gmail, but in your own domain. Like I have pasta sour cream domain, so I use that email address, but it's technically behind the scenes. The host is Google, the host is Gmail. So it all works swimmingly. And that was my solution. I said, use Google Mail. Yay, Google Suite, Google Apps, whatever it's called. And then I even had a discount, $10 off for the year. I think it's like $50 a year, $10 off. Yay, only $40. Cool, right? And use this code. Here you go. So practical, save money, difficult. Pretty easy, right? Practical, save money, difficult for other people, yet you know how to do it. There you go. I just gave you three tips. And if you can get all three, great. If you only get two, fine. One, but better, try to shoot for those three or more. Practical, you know, easy to explain, but then difficult for other people, right? And ideally, something nitty gritty like saving money or making money is even better. I was talking about saving money, saving hassle, saving headache. Yet if you think, I mean, those always sell, right? Save money, make you happy, or, you know, entertain, educate, enlighten, right? But entertain, educate, enlighten, we're back up here again. Bradley, I would love to be enlightened. Yeah, great. Here, do this for 10 years. No, I want the, how do I make $14 from a post, right? So that's what it was. I wrote this technical post. It was a total pain for people to do. I knew how to do it. I explained how to do it in easy to follow steps, even though it was technical. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a discount. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. Use Google Suite. Boom, we're done. I still have these coupons, by the way, if you want to figure this out. So back then I had like, you know, good SEO, search engine optimization for that page. People found the page. Yay, there's a solution. Oh, look, he even has coupons for more. So my idea, my practical tip for the day is to be practical. I write a lot of stuff about high level, big idea, you know, life altering kind of stuff, which is all fantastic, but it's more motivational, inspirational. Whereas this is practical, down to earth. What can I do right now, you know, in the next hour that's going to make me money, save me money, or reduce a headache or whatever it's going to do? There you have it. I wrote a post. I have hundreds of posts on that site I was talking about. How many made money? Not many. That one, like the curve is like, that's it, right? Everything else is a bomb. That's another point. How do you know what's going to resonate? Ideally, you can do some research, do some focus groups or informal focus groups. What are people struggling with? What do they need help with? How can you help them? What are you good at? And can you explain it in an easy way? Can they save money, make money, be educated, be entertained, or be enlightened? Right? So there you go. There's my practical tip. That's how I've made $24,000. The money is still flowing in, although it's a trickle. Money's still flowing in from that one post. It is the gift that keeps on giving. But had I never written that post, had I never solved that problem for those people, I never would have made a dime. There you have it. There's not a cloud in the sky, yet there's thunder in my heart. Oh, stop. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. I'm here every week in 2020 giving you some kind of practical or less than practical tip, strategy, advice, consult, whatever I can manage. And this, again, this might resonate with you. This might click something for you and say, wow, that $24,000 post thing, that really clicked for me. It made sense and it helped me on my way. I hope that's what I can do for you. That's what I'm doing here. That's why I'm recording. That's why this is going to be live. That's what, how I can connect with you. Because if I didn't hit record, nobody would know except like the deer and my dog. Have a great Thursday. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. See you next week.